I was looking for an apartment recently in Vancouver, which is not a lot of fun. There's not a lot of apartments available. I found one, just so no one has to be, you don't have to be stressed. Like, I live in a nice place now. But I was looking at places, and it's no fun to look at places. It's like, what would happen is I'd find all these places online, and I'd be all excited about them because I'd find them and be like, that's a perfect place. It's the right amount of money, it's the right neighborhood, perfect. And then so I would show up and I would be like, I was like, okay, I guess I'll just live here. But then I would show up, they'd have all these, you guys know, if you ever, they have all these like invasive follow-up questions. Like, what's your credit history? Where do you work? Are you wearing pajama pants? They always want to know your like references from your previous landlords. Always. What's the point? That's right. I know. Such a waste of time. There's no registry of landlords. There's no way to verify if someone's actually a landlord. Right? It's just all based on trust. And you can trust that I'm giving him my buddy Jim's number every time. It's cool because I'm a grown-up now and Jim's a grown-up now, so it sounds like he could actually be a landlord. We've been pulling this scam for years. It's cool because I remember before I would get a call from the guy, the new, he'd be like, I talked to your previous landlord, Jim. Yeah, really complimentary about you as a tenant, although it was kind of a short conversation because his mom came online and said he couldn't use the phone anymore. I checked out a lot of basement suites. That's where I'm at. I didn't end up in one, but I checked out a lot. Basement suites, a big characteristic of basement suites are that they have the ceiling is low, because that's to fit under a regular house. And I'm kind of a tall guy. I don't know if you can see that. It's not like I'm a 6'2" guy, so I'm kind of tall. So I was finding that when I was in these places, I was having to kneel down. So they were showing me the places. They were trying to, you know, entice me or whatever. And then I was having to kneel down the whole time. Well, the one guy, he was like, he told me how nice the place was. Yeah, I was like, that's weird. I'm here with you. But he noticed. He must have noticed. He was a salesman in his job. Maybe that's what his job is. Because he noticed that I was like kneeling down. And I crouched over, and he's like, this will probably be an issue in this guy's life. So he's like, I should address it if I want to close this deal. So this is what he said to me. This is true what he said to me. He said, I know the ceiling's kind of low, but it's an older building, so the floor is actually slanted. Which means that over in that corner, the ceiling's actually quite high. I was like, oh, that's awesome news, man. That can be my standing corner. So I had a long day and I need a good stand. I didn't want to live at that place and I didn't end up living there. But I told him I didn't. He made a point of telling me, though, that even if I did want to live there, I couldn't. He was kind of a mean guy. But I felt bad for him, because listen to the reason he gave me. This guy is in a dream world. I honestly feel kind of bad for him, because listen, this is the real reason he gave me that he's not going to rent it to me. He said that because he's only going to rent it to someone who has good credit. This guy, right? No one has filled him in yet, and he doesn't realize. People who have good credit live above the ground. That was funny. You guys just like didn't know if you should clap, and then I started drinking the water, and then you're like, I guess he expects us to clap. My situation before that, I was like, my girlfriend and I broke up, and I needed to find a place, and I was so happy to find one, because my like before that, I was, if I don't know if you guys know this term, squatting. But it's not so, I always lead with that. It makes it sound like really bad. But I was actually, I was in my friend's apartment. He owned an apartment in Yale Town. It was like a really nice apartment. But he was selling it. So then the best way to sell it was for it to be completely empty and then with no blinds. That's what I learned about for selling it, because you want all the natural light and the peering eyes of neighbors. So I lived there for like, not for like 2 days, but rather for like 24 days. Completely empty apartment with nothing in it. And people could see you because you're in downtown. So there's like people looking at you like all day. One guy, he was like, he was like on his computer all day. He would always try to catch eyes with me. He was clearly very like, after 15 days or so, he was like, I think that guy fucking lives there. And so one day I finally, like, I was like, I'll do it. And I caught eyes with him. I gave him a little, what's up? Yeah. And he looked at me, and I could see the look he was giving me. He was looking at me, just shaking his head. He was giving me this look. I could see what he was thinking. I could tell. He was just thinking, buddy, you got to give up the downtown dream.